The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Nap Day, Tony. Have you taken one yet?
And Tony Kornheiser, no. I'm waiting for you to start talking about the Suns.
You know, there's nothing like a guy who's a Knicks fan cracking himself up over taking a shot at somebody else's team when he's got the smelliest little franchise in America.
No, I get that. And you're not 2 years away from being 2 years away anymore.
No.
You've done great.
But I'm surrounded by Knicks fans. You by day, Stephen A. by night. I can't get away from you people.
Welcome to PTI, yeah, boys Knicks and girls. Fans. In today's episode, Aaron Rodgers turns down an extension. The Canadiens could lose Carey Price. And the Texas Rangers haven't scored in three games. But we begin today with what might be the last game of the NBA season, Game 6. Phoenix at Milwaukee. This is the first elimination game Phoenix has played in the entire playoffs this year. Wilbon, you said yesterday that you think Phoenix will win tonight. Why do you say that?
Well, Tony, several reasons. The Suns haven't lost four straight games all season, and I don't think they're going to start that tonight. I think it's really hard to beat a team three straight times, which is what the Milwaukee Bucks would need to do to win tonight. When you get in the playoff situation, I'm talking about two really good, evenly matched teams I'm talking about. So those are the first two reasons. And I think that Chris Paul, while hurting, and I don't know what the injury is or if he would even admit that he is, because he wouldn't talk about it even if he is. Most of us think that he is. He seemed to play his way into form. He did play his way into being Chris Paul in the fourth quarter. He's going to need to do that earlier if he can physically. But I think he and Booker will play close to form. I don't know that Drew Holiday can have the kind of offensive game he had the other night with like 27 and 13 assists or something. And he's a terrific player. He can play that way defensively. I don't see it happening again offensively against the Suns tonight. So I think, Tony, it was a one possession game. You only need a little bit to move. The previous game was essentially a one-possession game. Giannis's blocked shot, his spectacular blocked shot. So you don't have to have much happen to get the reverse result, and I think that's going to happen.
Can I bring up the Scott Foster issue then?
Yeah,
because Scott Foster is the crew chief tonight. Now, Scott Foster's local for us. He's from Maryland. He'd been a referee for a million years. He was crew chief in Game 3, which Milwaukee won. And I bring this up because Chris Paul hates Scott Foster. Okay? There's something personal that goes on between them. And in the last 12 games...
So you don't think it's the other way around? You just think it's Chris Paul? You don't think Scott Foster has anything to do with this?
Maybe it's mutual. Maybe it's mutual. But my point goes deeper than that. In the last 12 games that Foster has officiated where Chris Paul has played, Chris Paul is 0-12. 0-12.
Yeah.
So you would have to ask yourself, why would the NBA, knowing this, and they know this... Why would they put Foster on this particular game? Wouldn't they put somebody a little friendlier towards Chris Paul on the game, like, say, Jake from State Farm? That might work out.
That's a
My
good
feeling
line,
about this is that I think that Milwaukee should be favored tonight. I think they have taken
they
over the series physically. I think that's what they have done. I don't know if they're going to win, but you mentioned Drew Holiday. I'll just tell you this. Chris Middleton, in the last three games that they've won, three in a row, 87 points. Drew Holiday, 61 points, 29 assists, 7 steals. I think they're stronger physically. That's why I like them tonight.
Tony, they are stronger physically. That's why it was so stupid for the Bucks to play in any style that didn't emphasize that size and strength in previous series of the first two games of this one. That's why all playoffs long I was saying to you, what are they doing? But back to Scott Foster. The league has known about this for years. By the way, it might be the last 12. I don't know what it is for the previous 12. It might be, 1 in 23 for all I know. The league has known it. They have an answer, which is usually sort of lame. And I will admit to you that when I was texted on the train coming here to Milwaukee this morning, I heard Scott Foster was refereeing this game, and I just went, ugh. This is not something that the Phoenix Suns and Chris Paul want. They can't talk about it before the game and give it any credence or make any excuse. But is it a fact? It's a fact. We've got an Aaron Rodgers story kind of sort of tone that actually includes something resembling news. Adam Schefter reports Rodgers turned down a 2-year extension this offseason that would have made him the highest paid player in football and tied him to Green Bay for 5 more seasons. Tony, does this make you think he's less likely turning this deal down to be back with the Pack?
So I don't see that Aaron Rodgers had a lot of leverage here. I think Green Bay has leverage here. They have his name on a valid signed contract. I mean, if he doesn't want to play and sits out, that doesn't even help him get to free agency. It doesn't give him a year towards free agency. So, I will deal with this story now. I think it's leaked by the Green Bay Packers. I think what they do is they aim it at their fans and they say, look, we tried to give him more money. We tried to give him more years. We did everything we could, and he spit in our face. You know, I mean, I think that's the way they will try to spin it. I took some notes on this. Rodgers could take this deal tonight, Mike. He could take it tomorrow morning. He could bleed him for even more money down the road. But with the specifics of this story, it seems to me, at the very least, he is saying, I don't want to play there anymore.
Well, that's what we've been led to believe all summer while the story has not moved an inch. It hasn't. It hasn't moved at all. I mean, a story, the way you and I know what stories do. One side says something and makes it clear. You know, another side says something and makes this position clear. Or a guy just says, I'm not showing up at all. We haven't had any of that. I only care about one element to this story, and it comes from the Packers. And it is a question I would ask Mark Murphy, who I know, and you know him too. I know him well because he was the athletic director at my alma mater. And he's terrific at what he does in any level of sports administration as an executive, any level. I would just say to Mark, you drafted Jordan Love in the first round. You guys scouted him. You scouted him all season when he played. You scouted him at the combine. You know exactly what he can do. You didn't draft him because you hoped he could play. You drafted him because you thought you know he can play. What the hell are you doing? Why is your organization so gutless that it doesn't tell Aaron Rodgers, we have your replacement, son? You go do what you want to do because we got the guy we spent a first-round draft pick on. Why are the Green Bay Packers, who are exemplary when it comes to decision-making like this, like replacing Brett Favre with Aaron Rodgers, why are they so capitulating? Why are they saying, we'll give you any amount of money you want. We just want you to stay. Then why the hell did you draft Jordan Love? And are you now telling us you're going to have him sit for 5 years if Aaron Rodgers says yes? Part of this story, Tony, and we don't know it all. We're not going to know it all until September. Part of the story just seems fraudulent to me. I don't mean the reporting of the story. I mean the positions people, including the Packers, are taking. If you got your guy, put him under center.
If you think that Jordan Love can play and you're the Packers, maybe you don't let Aaron Rodgers go anyway because you don't want to see him go somewhere else and beat you. Maybe you prefer he sits on ice. I would like, as everybody would like, to hear Aaron Rodgers open up his big yap and tell people exactly what he wants to do instead of shrouding everything in mystery and getting plausible deniability for anything that comes up. I don't know when we're going to hear it. I hope we hear it soon, but I share your wonder at this, which is why we both thought that when they drafted him, it was a slap at Rodgers. We move on.
Yes.
The new NHL team, the Seattle Kraken, gets to stock its roster tomorrow in the expansion draft. The eyebrow raiser is that the Montreal Canadiens did not protect goalie Carey Price. Price, who will be 34 next season, just led Montreal to the Stanley Cup final. He's played his entire 14-year career in Montreal. Wilbon, are the Canadiens right to risk Price?
We'll get to that in a second. Every time you hear Kraken, aren't you bothered? I'm bothered by Kraken.
I don't think it's great.
It puts me in the mind of a sort of a controversial name, but it existed, so I'm going to say it because it was a real name. The Atlanta Black Crackers of the Negro League. That was an actual team and an actual team name. And it's just, I hear that and I just either smirk or start laughing or feel embarrassed. What are they doing? I mean, stop. Now, Carey Price. Carey Price makes so much money that they don't feel it's that big a risk. The Montreal Canadiens don't feel it's that big a risk. They either feel, one, they'll take him and we are out from under the final $50 million for the next 5 years when he'll be 39 or 40 years old at his contract, or you know, let him, he can't play anyway. And so even though we got to the Stanley Cup Finals, and I think that's the only slight risk there, because a goaltender can come back in his late 30s and dominate play in the playoffs. We've seen it. But, you know, Vegas did this, Tony, with Fleury and
that's
Montreal.
Right.
But I still don't see it as that big a risk. They're putting him out there because they don't want to pay the rest of that contract. That's what they're daring the Kraken to do.
So thank you for mentioning Marc-Andre Fleury, because Carey Price has not won a Stanley Cup. And Marc-Andre Fleury was on three Stanley Cup teams in Pittsburgh and then took Vegas in the first year to the Stanley Cup again. I think there might be a disparity there. My sense of this is that it's a gamble. You think that Seattle won't take him because it would be 1/8 of their entire salary cap on one guy. That's the gamble. Montreal thinks we'll keep our backup goalie and we'll keep Price. But, and there's always a but here, the most important position in any sport is goalie in hockey. If you get a hot goalie, there's nothing that you can't do. And I'm told that Price is a little tired of the fishbowl that is Montreal hockey, and that he had a clause in his contract where he could have stepped back from the expansion draft and forced Montreal to keep him out of the expansion draft, and he waived it. So, I mean, what does that tell us? There's a lot of intrigue in this. I think this is a good story. I think it's a good story.
I think it's a good story. I just think it's interesting that you would leave something as traditional and royal as the Montreal Canadiens to go to the Kraken. Now, Seattle is one of my favorite cities in anywhere, really, but certainly North America. You're going from one great city in North America to another, and maybe Carey Price says, okay, I can do that and not be in the fishbowl, because they're not even going to pay attention the first couple of years of Seattle to a hockey team.
It's tremendous what you just
Crack
did.
It.
One of your favorite
Crack
cities in North America. You went through an entire continent, and you started rating cities, and you left
Both.
Out six other
Both.
Continents. It's fabulous. Let's
Both.
Take a break.
North America.
Coming
we live
up,
in
the
North
Giants
America,
took the first of four against the Dodgers last night. Who would you rather see win the NL West?
Those are my three and four cities in North America. The
Good.
Nats put up huge win last night, but was the Rangers' huge loss more newsworthy? Top
Coming
cities
tomorrow,
in North America
Wilbon rates cities in South America. Coming Friday, Wilbon rates cities in Europe.
Europe, I've been.
My six
I can do
favorite
that.
Cities in Europe by Michael Wilbon.
Oh, I can go 12 to 14 deep in Europe.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Time for toss up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, then usually goes on vacation for a week. But not this time. What's first?
Toss up. Who would you rather see win the NL West, the Giants or the Dodgers?
So we've eliminated the Padres, even though they have the most exciting player in that particular division. That's Let me right. set the scene. Man, the Giants won last night. That's the first of seven games in 11 days with the Dodgers. Giants now two up in the standings. Giants fan my whole life as a small child before they moved away.
That's right.
Went to the Polo Grounds.
You gotta take the Giants.
Willie Mays, Monty Irvin, Don Mueller,
yeah.
Johnny Antonelli, Foster Castleman. I root for them because of the, you know, to stick it to the Phillies because of the way they got rid of Gabe Kapler. So I'm a Giants fan, but I'll be honest with you, Mike. I've always said that the Dodgers have the best team in baseball, best starting pitching, best everyday lineup. So I'm good if the Dodgers win.
Well, what do you, you just switch teams all the time. You go from the Knicks to somebody else. You go from the Giants to the Nats. You go from
Nats.
Now. You what are you doing?
Mets to
and
Nats.
And the Dodgers. You know, the Dodger owners, Mark Walter, Irvin Johnson. Need I say more? I don't abandon people I know who are my friends who own or run a team just to say, oh, I like these people now because they got fun, shiny uniforms. What are you doing?
I got
Willie
no
Mays,
real friends
you got a Willie Mays
from the
jersey.
New York Giants
what are you doing?
Who moved out in 1956. No real friends
resentment.
Anymore.
58.
Next.
Toss up bigger news from last night. The Nats winning 18-1 or the Rangers losing 14-0?
Drink,
I'm not
going
to talk about the Rangers when I can talk about the Nats, even though the Rangers have lost six in a row, the last three by shutout, and they're down 29-0 in those three. That, in my house, is their problem. I'm going to talk about the Nats. Trey Turner last night,
drink
a home
up,
run,
everybody.
A triple, I believe, four RBI. Juan Soto, two home runs and a double, five RBI, five home runs since the All-Star break. The Nats should not let anybody else bat. Just bat Turner, Soto, and keep doing that. John Lester usually can't get out of the first inning without giving up three. Goes seven scoreless and hits a home run. Go Nats. What can I say?
Where's Robles? What happened to him? I thought he was supposed to be one of your shining
he's a fielder.
Young Hall of
no,
Famers.
He's not
what
a hitter.
Happened? What happened to
can't
him?
Can't hit. Can't hit.
You know, I don't care about either one of these Washington teams because that's what the Texas Rangers really are. They came from
used
Washington, D.C. The Texas Rangers have been shut out so frequently, Tony. Every association you hear on SportsCenter with them says, and if they lose one more like this, it'll be the first time since 1906. The first time since 1900. Three shutouts, four shutouts, more shutouts. It's the year of the shutout, and the Rangers don't even need to ever again make this show. Thank you very much.
That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come before Tom Brady and the Bucs visited the White House today. His trainer had a prediction about how many more years the quarterback will play.
It's nearly as boring as the Aaron Rodgers story. The beleaguered Ben Simmons finally has something to smile about today. It's just a one-day deal, though, one day.
As a true fan, I'm afraid the Nats wasted all those runs and they'll get shut out twice by the Marlins now.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Happy time, people. Happy 25th birthday, Ben Simmons. You know how they say of bad shooters? He can throw a fish from the dock and not hit the water. Well, Simmons actually threw a fish from the dock and didn't hit the water. Simmons is a great talent. He was the first overall draft pick by the Sixers in 2016. He was the NBA Rookie of the Year in 2018. He can pass, he can rebound, he can defend. What he can't do very well is shoot. He virtually never takes a three. And he's so bad from the foul line that he's reluctant to shoot at all in the fourth quarter for fear he will end up at the foul line, where he shot just 40.6% in the postseason this year. This has led to Philadelphia fans and TV heads screaming Simmons should be traded. I think he's too young and too good to trade. I think the Sixers should continue to bring in shooting coaches and psychologists before they give up Simmons.
Philadelphia might be the loudest sports city. It's in there with a group of cities, New York, Boston, Chicago, Detroit. But it is definitely the nastiest sports city. And I wouldn't wish that on Ben Simmons. He needs a place where somebody's going to support his spirit. Philadelphia just wants to wipe him out, let him start someplace else where he has a good chance to succeed and get back on track. That's what I wish for him. Not more years of Philadelphia.
Not so happy anniversary, Cleveland Cavaliers. Around this day 4 years ago, Brian Windhorst of ESPN broke the news that Kyrie Irving asked to be traded rather than play next to LeBron James anymore. Basketball fans immediately asked themselves the same question. What's wrong with this guy? Irving went to Boston where he first said he'd be thrilled to sign an extension with the Celtics. Shortly after saying that, Irving reversed his field and went to Brooklyn. He's probably the best ball handler in the league. He's almost unstoppable going to the basket, but he missed a lot of games for injuries and personal reasons. The Nets look like an unbeatable team when Irving, Kevin Durant, and James Harden are healthy together. But the scorecard since reads that Irving hasn't won a championship without LeBron, and LeBron has won one without Irving. Cleveland is simply pathetic without both of them.
In retrospect, Tony, LeBron James showed a hell of a lot of patience in dealing with Kyrie Irving. He could have said before that, enough, enough. And he is great. He's undeniably just an unbelievable talent, Kyrie is. But you know, LeBron was on the right side of this like he is on most stuff.
Happy trails, Cam Akers. The Rams' second-year running back tore his Achilles. He'll be out for the season. Akers wasn't in camp. He wasn't at OTAs. He was just working out on his own. Akers was the Rams' leading rusher last year, 625 yards on 145 carries. In two playoff games, Akers averaged 4.8 yards a carry, 110 yards a game. From week 12 through the end of the playoffs, Akers averaged almost 2.8 yards after contact and broke 15 tackles. So obviously, this is a blow to the Rams' offense. On a personal note, I am aware that I said on this high-quality television program that the Rams will make the Super Bowl this season. I stand by that because of my infatuation with Matthew Stafford.
The Super Bowl? They won't win the division, much less they won't get a sniff of the Super Bowl. I'll bet you
Super
right
Bowl.
Now they will not win their division, the NFC West.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I've got them in the Super Bowl. Obviously,
okay,
you don't.
All right.
But I stand by what I said. Let's go to the big finish.
Home. They could be in your
Raiders
attic
president
watching the Super Bowl.
Mark Badain resigned. Are you surprised?
He's been with that franchise his whole adult life. President since 2013, but he says his transition to the stadium's done. Alex Guerrero tells Adam Schefter he believes Tom Brady will play at least two more seasons. That seems reasonable, right?
It's totally reasonable. He's a marvel as it is. He shouldn't be playing now, and he's playing at an incredibly high level. He's just different than the rest of us.
With a good,
Nick Saban says Alabama quarterback Bryce Young is already approaching seven figures in endorsements.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's impressive.
Yeah, name, image, and likeness. NCAA, how you like it now? Rookies reported to training camp today for the Ravens, Bills, Jets, Bucks. You're protecting the shield, so I know you're breathless over this.
No, not yet. I want to watch the end of the NBA, and I want to watch the Olympics, and I don't care about training camp. I want to watch when the season starts, but no,
yeah,
I'm not breathless.
That's a ways off.
No.
A couple of months.
Last one, Italy and the United States in Olympic softball tonight. Who you got?
Monica Abbott and Kat Osterman, they are walking through that door again for the United States of America to pitch. So you know who I got.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.